last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your humble host, Zainab Askari. Dear listeners, as you know, we had been discussing in this program about Imam Mehdi. We'll be discussing a very interesting topic, that is the responsibilities of the lovers of Imam. Is it enough to love Imam, or do we have some responsibilities on our shoulders? So on that note, today in our studio, we have with us a researcher on Islamic sciences, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome to our program, The Last Savior. We had been talking about the responsibilities of believers towards Imam, and you listed them as our responsibilities are first is to know Imam, then is to know the status of Imam, then was to cling to wilaya or guardianship, and then was waiting for Imam, self-verification, readiness, military readiness and media readiness, remembrance, love and affection, status of grief when we are far from Imam, and supplication. These were a list of responsibilities that we have towards Imam. And we actually explained some of them in our previous episodes, like we explained what is ma'rifat towards Imam, what is it to know Imam. Then we discussed what is it to know about the status and position of Imam. Then we discussed the concept of guardianship, how important it is in the light of ahadith. Point of waiting. You said as in Ramadan, we have a concept that sleeping of the one who is fasting is considered as worship. In the same way, the one who is waiting, just waiting for his imam, for the advent, for the arrival of imam, is again considered as worship.
Yeah.
I want you to expand this concept. This is such a beautiful concept, to wait for Imam, and waiting in itself is considered as worship. And not only worship, you said afzalul amal, which is one of the beautiful acts of worship, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, one of the best acts of worship.
Worship, whatever you're doing.
Yes, it was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he says, afzalul amal ummati intidharul faraj min Allah azza wa jalla. The best acts of worship of the people is to wait for the relief or faraj of Imam Zaman, alayhi salam, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to actually continue this concept of intidhar, that is waiting for the arrival and advent of Imam, and to see the beauty that we can find in the waiting of Imam. Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, says that أقرب ما يكون العباد من الله جل ذكره وأرضى ما يكون عنهم إذا افتقدوا حجة الله. That is, the servants of God are closer to God, and Allah is more pleased with them when Allah disappears His proof on the earth from them. That is, so people are here in at the time that we are. For example, the حجة of God, حجة الله, has disappeared from us, and we have no actually easy access to Imam alayhi salam. He is alive, he is present, but we are not able to see him.
And this is a very toughest exam.
Very true.
That Imam exists, mm-hmm. and at the same time, you don't have access to him. You cannot see him, you cannot talk to him. This is a very toughest exams,
mm-hmm.
and undoubtedly, here when you're waiting, it should be considered as worship.
وَلَمْ يَظْهَرْ لَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا مَكَانَهُ وَهُمْ فِي ذَلِكَ يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ لَمْ تَبْطُلْ حُجَّةُ اللَّهِ جَلَّ ذِكْرُهُ ولا ميثاقه فعندنا فتوقع الفرج صباحا ومساء. And it says that the evil do not, people do not know his place. They cannot see him. But everyone should know that Allah's covenant has not been invalidated. So Allah's covenant is on its own place. And in that time, people are requested to be waiting for the Faraj, for the advent of Imam, every day and night. Every day and night. Every morning and night, it says, as the hadith itself says exactly. So people should be waiting. Imam, it says all this introduction to tell us this is their duty, to be waiting for the Imam. He did not ask us to do anything. He said, just be waiting for the Imam. Wow. So it's known as a duty. Just to wait for the advent of Imam.
How believers can actually here take advantage of this thing,
yeah,
if they know. Mm. Like we have to do nothing but just to wait, just to know Imam and just to wait for him. And this is considered as one of the best deeds of worship.
Ahsan.
The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
okay, we have been invited to be waiting for the advent of Imam, and now we are known as the patients, and we will be rewarded for this patience. We'll be rewarded. In the hadith and narrations of the awaiting the faraj of Imam alayhi salam, this concept of sabr or patience has been looked at, and the rewards that comes to these people who are just waiting. I mean, and they are quite patient on their awaiting the Imam. I want to refer to one of the ahadith. First, Imam tells us just to wait for the arrival of Imam.
Sure.
Second, for this awaiting of yours for the arrival of Imam, you will be rewarded. So we do nothing. We just have a belief. And this belief, we are waiting for a person to come. But for this concept that we have, for this, let's say, mentality that we have, we will be rewarded.
True.
As if, have you ever heard that in case you want to, for example, to pay a sadaqah to somebody? But you look at your pocket and you see, okay, I have no money and I have nothing to give. But it is said that since you had this intention, you will be rewarded for the act that you have been trying to do.
True.
You have not done that.
Like,
in the day of, for example, resurrection, there is something on such a day you
on
had,
the book
for
of
example,
deeds.
You paid some sadaqah. Why? Mm-hmm. Because you had the intention of paying that sadaqah.
So how beautiful Islam is, how beautiful our Allah is, how merciful He is. Like, we just do intention, we do nothing,
yeah,
and still He's rewarding us.
So we are rewarded for the good intention, but we are not punished for the bad intentions.
Wow.
Because Allah opens the way for us to refer, to come down from that bad intention that we have.
True.
Because up until the time that we have not yet performed the bad action, so Allah waits for us to leave that action.
To leave that action and actually come back. Dr. Alavi, you beautifully explained it, how waiting for Imam is considered as best of worships, as we have, like you said, we have intention and we do nothing, but still for the good and intentions we are rewarded. But in terms of bad intentions, if we have bad intention, until and unless we don't perform it, we get no punishment. And it's not recorded in our book of deeds. That's so beautiful. That really takes me back to the merciness of Allah, like how merciful our Lord is. It's so beautiful. I would want you to explain like this beautiful concept of waiting for the arrival of Imam.
Yeah. Actually, in another word, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that intidar al-faraj bis-sabr ibadah, waiting for the relief accompanied with sabr and patience, is an act of worship. So we said that intidar al-faraj, that is waiting for the relief of Imam, has been accompanied usually with sabr and patience. And we are, as we talked about it earlier, we will be rewarded for that patience that we have at the time of occultation and while we are waiting for the imam. The same narration, or close to that, similar to that narration, has been reported from Imam Radha alayhi salam. Ma ahsana as-sabr wa intidar al-faraj. What a beautiful patience and the anticipation and expecting and waiting for the relief or for the faraj of Imam Zaman alayhi salam.
Yeah. Dr. Alavi, I'll be talking to you. We'll continue the topic. But here, I need to take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIP English Radio. You're listening to the program The Last Savior. And we are discussing a very interesting topic about the responsibilities of believers in the time of absence of Imam. And there were so many responsibilities, and a very beautiful responsibility that we are today talking about is the concept of waiting for the advent of Imam.
So there are many other hadith that comes to us from the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam. So let's conclude this point, or this, let's say, duty of the waiters of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam with this hadith that we have received from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, that Imam said at the time of occultation of Mahdi, or at the time of his occultation, a group of people will leave the religion and they cannot wait on their beliefs and they cannot stand on their beliefs firm. And ordinary people will be annoyed and they will be under the criticisms of people that what happened to the promise that Allah gave you, that is the advent of your imam? What happened to you? Where is your imam?
True.
They are actually telling them sarcastic words comes to them, to the believers. And if you are right, tell us who is your imam, when the promised Mahdi is going to come. But Imam says that definitely and certainly the patient ones at the time of occultation, from all the pressures at the time of the occultation, will be rewarded, and they are as if they are doing jihad, holy war, with a sword at the army of the Prophet. It is as if with this patience of them means that they are doing and performing their jihad while they are in the army of the Prophet, actually fighting the enemies of Islam.
Wow.
So this is the reward of those who are actually patient and have this concept of waiting inside themselves. And at the same time, they are waiting for the advent of Imam.
True. You concluded it so beautifully with such a beautiful hadith. It was so nice that people will be rewarded. Their patience is being tested, actually. Their faith is being tested. And you said there are people who are listening to sarcastic comments. You reminded me of one of my posts, which I posted on social media. And I wrote like, Imam exists. He does exist, but he's not, we cannot see him. But he exists like we have a sun behind the clouds. We have Imam like that. So we cannot see them. Like we cannot see sun when it's behind the clouds. So Imam in the same way in our
but
times.
But he does exist.
And one of the non-Muslims came and told me he is just a non-existent myth. And this was such a very sarcastic comment. And yes, the believers who are waiting, who have patience. And you say that their patience towards all this is being rewarded. That's so beautiful. That gives more energy to believers. Thank you so much, Dr.
You're
Alavi,
welcome,
for being with us. Inshallah, we'll discuss further duties of believers in our next episodes.
Inshallah.
For now, thank you, listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. This was The Last Savior.